Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello and welcome to Wellness Works with Centria of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center and Eddie's Wellness LLC in Baltimore. Today we have with us Mr. David Rotter, and I met Dave via LinkedIn, so you can really get in touch with some really great people on these business social networking sites. So if you haven't found your niche, or you know, how to navigate the business social networking sites, I think LinkedIn is a great place to start, because most of the people there have been on there for a long time and they know how to assist new users with becoming a part of the community. And David is one of the people that reached out to me once he saw my profile and that we were both interested in the wellness industry, as David is also a fellow massage therapist. So hello, David. How are you today? And how have you been holding up with all of the changes that we've had socially so far with this new strand of respiratory virus?
Well, good morning or afternoon for you, Centria. Thank you so much for letting me be on this podcast with you. I am doing fabulous. I'm blessed beyond belief. Nothing, whole lot has changed, except that I can't go to the gym and I can't go to my regular meetups physically. Everything is done online nowadays. Mm-hmm. So that has changed. And interesting enough that the first month, everything was shut down. I didn't really have much business. And after the first month, things started picking up with the massage, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. And with my other businesses. So I'm really excited about where we're going and how to help more people. And like you said, LinkedIn is a great place to meet great people. It's still underutilized for business professionals. Most people are still using Facebook and Instagram to meet people, where that's great. And LinkedIn is more for the professional. So I'm just really excited to see where, interested and excited to see where things are going to go from here. With this whole shelter in place and pandemic and how things start opening up. So. That's what's happening for me right now. Are you there? Hello?
General.
No. I lost you.
No, you didn't leave me.
But as a therapist in general, you know, the careers don't tend to necessarily be that long for most people. Unfortunately, most therapists start working 7 to 10 years in. Most people don't make it past that 10-year mark. And so
what is the name of one of the
businesses that you're currently doing that we want to focus on today? What is the name of the business itself? And I want you to talk about the first product introduced to me from that business, which is Somaderm, and how you came upon this and how it's helped you in your practice.
Well, great. It's great questions. So I chose wellness, Dave's Wellness Revolution. Been really involved in wellness since 2006 when I got into massage therapy. And I wanted to really change my physical body so that I can look and feel the part as a massage therapist. And I grew into helping people in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so in, where are we, 2000? So about a year and a half ago. So say that we're in 2020. So late 2018. A colleague of mine, well, an acquaintance of mine, we were acquainted and now we've become friends. He was known as the trainer of LinkedIn, which is now Human Connector. He has evolved. And so I knew of him from a previous company and he got involved with this and he reached out to me and just reached out and said hi and said that maybe there's a way we can work together. And he introduced me to this product called Somaderm, which is the only FDA registered topical HGH gel you can get without a prescription. Now, sometimes people get scared by HGH, think it's a drug. Well, technically it is because the FDA says it's a drug because they don't want athletes to have an edge over their fellows. They want everybody equal.
Mm-hmm.
So they say you can't do steroids, you can't do drugs, you know, growth hormone or this or that. They want everybody equal. And so really the only thing legally you can do in sports is supplements and meal replacements and healthy eating, exercise, all that stuff, and the mental.
Mm-hmm.
Mental, emotional, spiritual. So you can't really take a lot of things. So this was originally created for mixed martial artists who came to the States and couldn't use drugs anymore because they were from overseas and they were used to using a lot of sports enhancing drugs. And they knew this guy who's a homeopath, which is a little homeopathic is alternative medical practice where they use extremely diluted amounts of natural substances to tell the body to start healing itself of that which it's lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been formulating hundreds of products over decades. And so they were friends because he was originally from overseas and he come to the States and learn natural ways. So it was natural for his friends to come and say, hey, we want to perform, but we can't use these drugs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So can you come up with something that's safe or at least that allows us to perform better without saying we're taking drugs?
Right.
So he came up. So this guy, Alexi, he's a real genius. He's the homeopath and a formulator. master formulated. He decided to come up with this topical HGH gel. It's homeopathic. And so when my friend introduced this to me, it was interesting because I came from the nutrition background, not a nutrition expert, but I learned a lot about nutrition and what really causes us to heal and get sick. So it's not just nutrition, but about our lifestyle, really what causes us to get ill. And everybody is affected differently. So what happens is that all these big companies, they all out to make money. So they don't care about the little guy. They just see about their pocketbook. So they make products like, say, 99% of the products that you see on the shelf, not good ingredients, not good products, because they have a lot of fillers and a lot of junk, and even their food today is malnourished, even though we have a plethora of it, but that's because we have a plethora of it. They're over-farmed, sprayed with stuff so that they can get more product, and then we ingest all that, and then our bodies may react to it. Everybody, like I said, everybody reacts differently, and this is what I learned over the years. So, so to have the right nutrition really helps us detox and feel better, right? Because and then gives us more nutrients so that we can perform better. So my friend introduced this to me. My friend now, he introduced this to me, and I saw that it does, it can provide you with the same benefits of taking all those nutritional products that I was taking in a topical form that takes within 30 seconds to a minute, takes only just a couple seconds to apply and about 30 seconds to get absorbed into the skin, which then gets absorbed into your blood. And see, everything gets absorbed to our skin. The air particles that's contaminated, we put lotions on our skin. We put some guys put makeup on too. They put makeup on, your clothes. You wash with this laundry detergent they say is really good for you, and it stays in your clothes, gets on your skin. And all the household cleaners may cause some health challenges to people. Now, everybody reacts differently. Some people are not affected at all, and some people are highly affected.
Right.
And so it has all these great benefits. Growth hormone was figured out, what the scientists figured out what it was in the 50s, and then came up with a way to start using it in the 60s. And it's really the number one, it would be basically the number one supplement drug that allows the body to do everything, heal better, heal faster. Because when we're kids, so the thing is, we're born with human growth hormone. We're conceived with human growth hormone. And then that's why we grow so fast. And when we're kids, we feel indestructible. Right? It's like you play and you play and you fall and it hurts. But then you go play again.
Right.
Not thinking of the consequences. Then we become adults and then we get hurt. It's like, no, I don't want to do that again because it hurts. Right?
Right.
But as kids, we don't think about that. We just go. And so that's kind of what happens. But this particular product, it's not putting it into your body. It's what it does is signals your body to start producing that which is lacking. In this case, there's growth hormone, there's adrenal support and lymphatic support. So it supports the whole internal workings of the body, then it supports the whole external parts of the body, because without the internal, you can't support the hair, nails, skin, bowels, all that stuff. So there's a lot of, you know, becoming a massage therapist, I learned so much about the human body and how it works and the whole endocrine system. So it really flows well with what I'm doing. And I educate my clients on this so that they can have a better experience through the massage, through life, and you know, help them mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And the massage is part of that. And that's how it all started. I started doing massage and really helping people. And I came from the food industry, which I love cooking. I love to help people.
Okay.
And I love creating good food. So, but that, I transitioned out of that into massage therapy. And then it, it evolved into helping people in other ways outside of the massage. And it really benefits my clients because I see that them, they start feeling better. And when they feel better, I feel better because I've helped them. And they tell me these great results. And it's not just for my clients. I, like I said, I reach out to people and see if there's ways to collaborate. And I offer this product service to them. And then it's really simple because there's not a lot of coaching that goes involved with how to take this. Right.
Right.
It's topical. You just rub it on. And it's no rocket science. It's not like I have to coach you for 2 weeks to say, hey, this is how you do this. This is how you do this. Because I was with a nutrition company prior to this. And in the beginning, it's like you get this big box of products. And it can be overwhelming. And then your coach, the person who helps you get started, tells you how to take everything. It's like, take this at this time, this at this time, and this at this time. And as great as those products are, there's a lot to it. And here, you don't need to think about when to take certain things. It's, you put it on a couple times a day. Now, for the most part, there are some people I've noticed that having some health issues that they need to lower the dose and have it spread out through the day versus at one time. And then there are some people who are not affected in a, you know, and don't need to change the dose, and they just put lots of it on. So, yeah, let me take a bath.
So they're doing one application per day, basically.
Well, no, they, some are putting on 3 or 4 times a day. Some people put, the average is twice a day.
Right.
The average person puts on twice a day, in the morning and the evening, and that's as directed. But some people who are really athletic or, like I said, have some, have a abnormal reaction to the normal dosage will put it on more frequently. So the people who have the abnormal reaction to the normal dosage, they will lower the dosage. Instead of the normal dosage, they would drop it to half of that and put it on more frequently throughout the day, so it's in their bodies. And then I know some people who really work out really hard, and they will put it on after the workout, you know, before the workout, after the workout, and then in the evening time. So I'll put it on a couple, you know, a few times during the day. Now, I sometimes put it on multiple times a day just to make sure that it's, because I love it, so I want to put more on. I'm one of those people where it's like, one is good, more must be better.
Well, it depends on it depends on the product. More is not always better. But in this case, having
No,
extra
I understand
half,
more is not
half a dose
right.
is okay.
Right. More isn't always right. better, but for me, my thinking is if one is good, more must be better.
Right.
But it's not, sometimes just one is fine. And there are times when I forget to put it on in the evening, so it's just in the morning time. But
right.
The great thing is that as long as you're using it fairly consistently, it stays in your body. Because after the first 30 days, now your body is accustomed to having this in it. So if you miss a day or two, which is what they say, is after 30 days of applying it every day, you back
mm-hmm.
off to 5 days a week to let your body just start producing it naturally.
Right.
And so I noticed that if I miss, let's say, 30 days without it, then my body
mm-hmm.
starts changing. It's like kind of goes back to the old place. Like, oh, I start getting a little tired in
mm-hmm.
mid-afternoon and need a little pick-me-up. And when I'm taking this on a regular basis, I don't always need that. That's if
mm-hmm.
I, you know, if sleep happens or, I mean, lack of sleep for whatever reason, my brain starts thinking too much, then I might need a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. But it's usually coffee. Once in a while, I'll take those crappy 5-hour energy shots. But once in a while, it's not going to affect me that much. So it's okay.
Right.
So.
And so you've gone into why you use it. You basically, you didn't give us your official mission statement, as I did not ask for it, but it sounded as if you were starting to tap into it as you were giving some of the reasonings as to why you use it and how your clients are benefiting from it. So have you found that this product and the company itself falls in line with your mission statement is something that you can say that you will continue to use and be supportive of as long as you are in practice?
That's a tricky question because I do want to help more people, and I will use this
mm-hmm.
far after I'm done massaging, if I ever stop doing massage.
Right.
I was given a gift of healing through
mm-hmm.
touch
mm-hmm.
and now through supplements.
Mm-hmm.
But with the touch, I've been given the gift, so I'm not sure if I could stop giving this gift. So as far as an actual practice, I will continue to use this after the practice.
Okay.
I mean, I can't say 100% that I'll use this forever because our
mm-hmm.
bodies are always changing and our life is always changing. Because you never know what's going to happen in the next 5 years. Maybe they'll have maybe this company will evolve and come up with something better than growth hormone. Or
right.
a better version of it. I'm not sure. I don't foresee it, but I would love to have maybe a more intense.
Okay.
Like I said, if one is good, more is better. So if it's good now,
so
maybe there's a better way to improve it.
And like you said, that wouldn't necessarily. So if it's, you know, if it's the same company, technically it's the same product. But what you're talking
right.
about is then an improvement in the delivery system. So where the dosage that you're taking actually penetrates cell membrane more effectively and works more cohesively with the mitochondria. So the cell brain people, the mitochondria is what gets everything going there. It's what puts everything in motion in the cell. So sorry, went a little sciencey there,
right.
just the way the brain works sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
So
we'll see.
That's basically what your leaning towards as far as product advancements. And I see that more and more across the board now, just in general. I think that is the next wave of everything, because I think all of the best stuff has been quote unquote discovered or unveiled, but what does need to continue to be improved is the delivery systems, where you know you're getting the full benefit of what it is that you are using. So yeah, I could see that as well. And that is something to think about, and it will be interesting to watch to see what they do come up with to enhance the delivery, because I can see that happening before a change, you know, just completely changing over to a different product. I don't see that either with the way they've invested into this one, but I can see them investing in advancing the delivery system, or what enzymes are used to make sure that it gets in and is more potent in the system.
Well, that's the great. See, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a homeopath.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a formulator. But from the information I gathered from them and other and outside sources, you can't get more of a potent homeopathic version than this. This is the most potent. So the thing with homeopathy is, it's like I said, it's extremely diluted amount. So it the more diluted it is, the more powerful it is. And it's kind of ironic how less is more. And sometimes it's when you're in a crowded room and everybody's yelling, you can't hear anything. But when you start whispering, people will stop to hear what you have to say. So sometimes less is more than and more is less. And sometimes more is more, right? Like I said, if one is good, more must be better.
Right.
So I just have a different way of thinking. And what I love, this is so great, because it's not, you don't need to think about, well, the only thing you need to think about is that you need to apply it. You need to put it on.
Right. Right.
And that's it. Now, some people, and a lot of, some people have different views on where to put it, but some people say if they're having issues with their shoulder or certain parts of the body, they'll put it around that area or the opposite side. So if people are having low back pain, for instance, they'll put it on just above their groin, so that it helps the back. And really, as a massage, are you know that the psoas is an internal muscle, and you can only access it from the front, and it affects the back.
Right.
So sometimes you got to put it, you know, in the opposite areas. But then if people have people who are experiencing knee issues, they put it behind the knee because it's where the softer, you apply it to the softer areas of the skin. Because if you put it on top of the knee, it may not be as effective. If you put it behind the knee, it's more effective because it's softer skin and there's more blood vessels.
Right.
So it gets in there and gets into the body, and it's supposed to heal or tells the body to start working in that area a little bit more than the rest of the body. But most, a lot of people just put it on their wrists, and it helps the whole body. And
yeah,
and that's what's happened for me. I've gotten some great results. on that.
Okay. And how long did it take you to notice?
Well, that's in hindsight, always 20/20, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first week, I started noticing something, but I couldn't put my finger on what it was, and now I see what it was. My energy was fluctuating up and down. I'm like, why is my energy going up? And I'm tired one minute, excited, you know, full of energy the next minute. It's like I couldn't figure out anything else. And then after 2 weeks, my energy started stabilizing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like there was more normal energy throughout the day versus having a little flux of energy or over exuberantly full of energy, like you have 10 cups of coffee and just like,
okay.
It wasn't like that. It was just normal energy throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks, I started realizing what the benefits were, you know, some of the benefits. And it took about 6 months for other issues to go away. So, and I've noticed that with other people, sometimes it takes 6 months for them to start seeing amazing results. And then once it starts happening, they're like, wow, all of a sudden, right, this is different. This has changed. Because there is, since it is homeopathic, it may take time to start experiencing benefits.
Right.
Some people experience benefits right away. Some others take time.
Right.
And so I was listening to this guy early on in this stage of it, like just a few months into it. I was listening to a guy who had plantar fasciitis on both feet, and he said after 6 months, his plantar fasciitis went away.
Cool.
I thought to myself, wow, okay. I was really questioning, is this going to help me? Because I was experiencing that.
Mm.
And after 6 months, my plantar fasciitis went away. Sweet. He didn't say that yours is going to go away. He just said that right. His experience was that way.
Right.
And that was my experience also. I'm just talking about my experience. And then this person
right.
who said that he was experiencing that and his went away. He never mentioned that I was going to receive these benefits.
Okay.
And we never claim that you will experience it. You may experience some or all of the benefits.
Right. But that's just, you have to be careful with how things are worded nowadays and what you say.
Yeah.
But I think that most people understand now that no matter what the product is, it doesn't matter what it is, everybody is going to take to things differently. And some things just don't take for certain people,
yeah,
or they don't have the outcome that they're expecting. And there could be a number of different reasons for that. But I think that anyone that is trying anything for the first time should always give whatever it is 2 weeks to a month before actually deciding whether or not the thing has made some type of change or difference or a benefit that they were looking for, even something that they weren't looking for, but it just happened to be that they noticed still something positive occurring in them. So I think patience is like the number one thing with anything,
yeah,
anytime that you, especially when you're dealing with natural products, because
mm-hmm,
like you said, everything is basically microdose. So it's going to take a longer period of time. But in doing that, it allows the body to make the adjustments, and it's not a shock to the system. So it just starts to work together synergistically. Yep.
I was just saying this. I really think that people should give things 3 to 6 months before deciding whether it's for them or not, because it really takes about 90 days for any kind of supplement, nutrition, to really start working through the body, getting through the whole body. Because it really takes 90 days, like I said, 90 days for your body to regulate everything that's being put in your body. So, whether it's a certain food, unless, of course, you're having an abnormal reaction right away.
Right.
Then you may, for instance, if I've noticed people having had an abnormal reaction to this right away, and there's various reasons why they're having an abnormal reaction. Could be that they were detoxing. It could be that maybe they're allergic to certain ingredients in there, or maybe maybe they needed to change the dosage, maybe cut down a little bit, maybe add a little bit more, maybe wait a little bit more. Because I've also seen people saying they've had some abnormal reaction and they've cut the dosage down in half and things started working better.
Okay.
So, I've listened to a lot of doctors and scientists and health professionals, and they all say, give it everything at least 90 days, to really start flowing through the body, 3 months to 6 months to really start working through the body. And for me, is if one person says something, it could just be them that's saying it. But if I'm hearing a lot of different people who have never talked to each other, from different walks of life, different spectrums that don't even know each other, saying the same thing, then there must be some truth to it. That's how I perceive things. So when I hear multiple people saying you should give everything about 90 days, and not just in one day, people saying the same thing, it's like over a course of time, hearing many different people saying that, then I can start seeing the pattern, because also experiencing it for myself, start seeing the benefits.
Right.
So nothing is ever black and white. As we like to think, it's not just cut and dry. So, that's what I think. That's my philosophy, and just to have an open mind to new experiences. Because if you never try something new, you'll never know if there's a new result. Something better, something worse, or a different way.
That's
like if you've never driven a car, how are you going to know if you can drive a car? Or if you've never driven in a Ferrari or a Lexus, you don't know not sure which kind of car you're going to like. Maybe you like the Lexus better than the Ferrari. Maybe you like the Ferrari better than the Lexus. But if you don't test drive them, you're not going to know.
Right.
So
where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see yourself still doing the same thing as far as how do I want to word? So how do you think you'll branch out using what you have, your product, your primary product, Somaderm, and the massage, how do you see yourself branching out into other industries in the wellness industry? Like, do you think that you will partner up with others who are not in massage therapy or chiropractic? Where do you see your business linking with? Who do you see your business linking with?
Well, that's a great question. Is if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So, but I have my goal really is in the next 5 to 10 years is open up a rehab for drug and alcohol on a ranch, so that and that's for various reasons. One is so that people can bring their dogs if they need to help them recover with their best friends. I had a friend who would not go to rehab because she had a dog. So that inspired me. And to teach people, there's many reasons. One, to teach people how to recover from a seemingly hopeless, you know, hopeless disease. And it is a disease, unfortunately, but it is. And to help them see how they can be, you know, to recover, help them to learn different ways of doing business. So introducing this line of work to those people to see if this is something they want to explore, if they want to be an entrepreneur, a big business, mm-hmm. small business, or employee, or various combinations of that. Maybe a philanthropist. So I want to teach people every aspect of business so that they can decide what works best for them. Teach them different types of entrepreneurial so they can learn to be woodworkers, how to repair different products, right? That household goods or whatever it is, you know, just be creative in some way. Help them learn how to eat better, live healthier through various means, through nutrition, through supplements, through gardening, through working with the earth, working with animals. Or be an employee. And so I want to teach people all the different avenues of making money so that they can decide what works best for them. And this is okay. One of the avenues I will introduce it to them.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, this product may not be for everybody, even though everybody needs this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, not everybody wants to go, everybody needs money. How they make
right.
the money is different for everybody.
Right.
Like I said, some people rather work at a job. But the great benefits with this, at least this type of industry, is that when you do have a job, you have a lot more tax benefits.
Right.
With this. So at least in the beginning, you know, you get a lot more tax benefits. And so I really want to teach people how to broaden their horizons in various ways so they can decide on where they want to go in their future.
Okay.
Is who knows? Like, let's, like 9/11 happened. A lot of people were out of work. This pandemic, people globally are out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So when people can come up with different ways of creating money, like this, is you can stay at home and still make an ongoing income. Now that's you know, that's, so if people want to learn that, they can reach out to you, they can reach out to me, and I can definitely teach them how to do that. I have a specific way for them to do that, so they can create, you know, an extra passive income. I mean, in the beginning, everything takes work.
Yes.
Everything worthwhile in life takes effort. And the work is different for everybody. It's not all physical work. Sometimes it's emotional, mental, spiritual. But we all need to do some kind of work. And a lot of people are afraid to do that. They just want to go clock in, clock out. A lot of people want something more out of life.
Passive income isn't passive.
Well, in the beginning,
initially.
So when you build a house, right, it's like when you build a house.
Mm-hmm.
First, you got to come up with the foundation, and then you come up with the framework, and then you build the house. Once the house is built, then you can live in the house for a long time.
Right.
But before the house is built,
even along the way, you still have to do some maintenance to that house,
right,
that structure also. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yes. It doesn't just sit there and it's like, okay, well, I can just live in the house and not do anything for 10 years. You know, there's a lot of things that you got to keep it up. You got to keep up the maintenance, plumbing, you know, all kinds of things that need work. And that's all part of running a successful business. You do got to keep in touch your team, and nothing ever runs successfully by itself. Even a massage. Massage needs clients to make money.
Right.
No clients, no money. Right?
Right.
So that's not passive income.
Mm-hmm.
And that's linear income. So that means that you work once, you get paid once.
Right.
And passive income is you can sit on the beach and still get paid.
Right.
But there is the maintenance, so you still have to do some work. But the work isn't as hard later if you put in all the work in the beginning.
Correct. Yeah.
So do you want to put all the work in the beginning or all the work in at the end? Or all the work throughout the...
All the time.
All the time, right? So, and some people need to do that. They need the structure to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of like that. I need some structure, but not a lot of structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, sometimes sitting down to do the work for a period of time can be challenging.
Yeah.
And then there are other times when it just starts flowing. So it, So the good and the bad of this type of business is that you do have, you set your own hours. That's the good and the bad. So if you're the person that loves structure, then your coach may need to tell you to do it at this time, or tell your coach you need some kind of structure so they can set you up an outline of, you know, you can go through an outline with your coach to see where you can put the time in to do this. And you don't need a lot of time to do this every day. You know, 1 to 2 hours a day is sufficient. And that's not necessarily all at once. You know, if you're a busy person, you have a job, you got a family, which is really a job in itself. Running a family and running a job is two jobs. And then if you're everything's shut down, but typically if you're like the soccer mom or soccer dad, you know, running people around to different sporting events or different activities, that's a job in itself. So, there is ways to implement this in your spare time in the beginning until you have more time to dedicate to doing this block of time. So sometimes in the beginning, it starts with little pockets, like 5 minutes here, 15 minutes there, a couple minutes here, and then it could turn into 30 minutes to an hour to 2 hours at a time. And then mm-hmm. you have the rest of the day for yourself. So that's the good and the bad of this. And like with anything, there's pros and cons with anything that you do.
Right.
And you just got to make sure what the pros and cons are for you and decide for yourself which is best.
Okay. So, David, how can people get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you, have more questions? Where can you be found?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook
mm-hmm.
as David Roeder, David Roeder, R-O-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram at Telomeres Forever. And then you can text me directly, which is my contact information on Facebook and LinkedIn. I'm an open book. But you can, mm-hmm. my phone number, if you don't have any of the social media, my number is area code 707-592-6586.
Okay.
My email is wellnessforyourhealth@gmail.com, and that is wellness spelled out, the number 4, letter U, letter R, health@gmail.com. So it's pronounced wellness for your health, but it's spelled differently.
Okay. And so what we'll also do is I'll compile all of those together and post them by Friday, so that people can just go and copy and paste or click the links or whatever they need to do if they weren't able, for whatever reason, to find it properly. Just writing it down, because I know sometimes I record stuff one way and it's not necessarily recorded correctly. So we will go back and make sure that those things are added, so that people can contact you directly if they would like to.
One quick thing is that if people are wanting to learn more about what I do, I would love to have a conversation with them so that we can learn more about each other and possibly collaborate or have great referrals.
Yes.
And that's all. And if you know somebody who's interested in having better health or making a little extra money, I would love a referral.
All right, folks. We're going to make sure that all of that is posted, so the information is completely clear. And I do wish you the very best going through this week. I know you said your massage business is a blessing.
Right.
I know we were shut down since my second location that I meet people at is at a salon. I haven't been able to go back in there yet because the salons here in Baltimore are still closed. And then the stipulations that they do have on them, I wouldn't want there to be any conflict, because I think it was something crazy like only one customer at a time. Between stylists. And so I'm like, when I'm on the same floor that they're on, so it's just a lot. So I'm like, okay, I'll just wait until they just allow us to open fully, or just maybe do an alternate day or two once we know exactly what we're doing. And we've been gone out of the salon just long enough for nature to move in a little. So So one of the stylists went by.
Clear all the cobwebs.
The birds have come inside.
Oh, wow.
So we got to get the birds out.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Turtle, you know, all the animals making their home inside the salon. It's dry, it's warm. I had my door open last fall, my back door open for a while, and I found a possum in my massage sheets, living there for about a week.
Wow.
So they want the warmth, they want the darkness, and it had food, mm-hmm. it had water because I have a cat. So it was made. It was made. It had its house. So I understand about these wild creatures coming in the house and making their home inside or
right.
inside the business. It's
right.
funny. If there's a will, there's a way. They'll find a way in.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward. I have had one guest already try the product as an upgrade to their service.
Awesome.
So I'm just looking forward to great things, hearing great things back from the guests as they continue to try new things and let me know what they like or, you know, how they like me to go. Because at the end of the day, too, it's about improving the customer experience. And as you stated before,
right.
the whole point of even getting a product in the first place is to help the clients to help themselves get to that state
right.
of healing quicker and more efficiently.
Yeah.
So they can go out and live the way they would like to live successfully.
Right.
So at the end of the day, that is the goal. And then the other side, as David has spoken to you about, is not only can you improve your health, but you also can improve your financial health too if that's something that you like to do. And this is not MLM structure, network marketing, the way that we have been traditionally exposed to it. So if you're intrigued,
yes.
but you are hesitant because of that, no worries. Like, you literally, anything that I am putting on my podcast at this time is because the company and or the persons that I'm linked to are not conducting business as usual, and I love that. There's just complete freedom, and go at your own pace, and you know, you get in it, because the more you get out of it, the better you can assist others in getting more out of it too. And I think people finally understand and realize that the no pressure approach
right.
is really the best approach now. So again, thank you so
yeah.
much for being on today with me, David. I look forward to continuing to work with you. Everyone have a great rest of your week. Remember your jazz musicians, your local musicians, and support them this week. Adios.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a great rest of your day. And blessings to you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.